We're catching up with Andrew Dahl, who farms in the New Salem, North Dakota area, impacted by the tornadoes of last Friday. Andrew, give us an update on really how that storm came through.
We saw winds, kind of straight line winds, come in, took down a calving barn, and then took down an old free stall barn. It wasn't old, it was built in 2007. Picked the barns up, the roofs off, collapsed the sides in, and really made a mess of everything. Random equipment was tossed and turned. And we've seen a fair amount of crop damage from this as well.
What kind of crop damage did you see?
Soybeans that are planted into corn stubble. Seems like the wind picked up the corn trash and sheared the beans off at ground level. And the edible beans were the same way. I'm getting my edibles adjusted here today, see if they're salvageable, but we don't have high hopes on them right now.
You have cattle as well, Andrew?
Yes. Cattle survived very well. Everything was out on pasture except for a few random head oddballs that were at home, and no animals were harmed in this storm, thankfully. Everything found a corner to get in the buildings that went down, and they got away pretty clean.
These storms always create a mess in the fields. The debris scattered all over. What's the scenario you're seeing there, Andrew?
We've seen a lot of tin with 2x4s, and then them barns had a thin layer of insulation underneath them, so we had insulation all over. A lot of that tin got wrapped up in fence lines and then took the fence lines down also. So it was quite a mess. And we were very thankful. We had Saturday morning, we had a lot of neighbors and friends come out, probably had about 30 people here by 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And by Saturday evening, we had her all picked up.
Boy, it says a lot about the community when they come together for something like that.
Absolutely. It's small town, North Dakota. Anytime anybody's in need like that, the community pulls together and really helps out.
So rebuilding process, what do you envision there?
Since that farm is my mom and dad's and they're in their late 60s, a decision hasn't been made yet, but there's a lot of hard conversations going on right now about the future of what to do there. You don't want Mother Nature making your decisions for you in agriculture because it eliminates a lot of your options, and a lot of the outcomes are not desirable.